Mr.
I missed your call. I had meetings, and when I got out, I called you, and they said you were speaking on the floor of the Senate. And I said,
yeah,
well, it's probably in support of the administration, sir.
It undoubtedly is.
I said, I don't want to interrupt you.
And I still had the floor, and I couldn't get back. When I called back, you were unavailable.
Yeah, I went out to Mike Monroney's, and sorry I missed you yesterday morning.
Well, Mike Manito said it'd be all right if we tried to get a hold of each other today.
Sure.
And I'm most grateful to you for calling back. I have just one matter. I've been trying for some time to encourage the nomination of Lee Levenger for one of these federal judiciary appointments. And I've never called you before, but I personally feel very strongly about this. He's a remarkable man. He's a very strong supporter of yours. And frankly, I think he took a hosing when he was earlier in the Attorney General's office. He was Assistant Attorney General there. He'd come down with an understanding that a judicial appointment might follow. And that can't be, you're certainly not committed by that, but I think he's outstanding judicial material. And I would be personally very grateful if you felt one of these positions. The one I think you might be most suited for is the vacancy on the circuit bench vacated by Judge Fay.
Yeah, Walter, we are not going to appoint somebody like that from out of the like Minnesota, from out of state, that's been brought in for a commission appointment. I've had that problem ever since I've been here, and I believe the last man appointed to a judgeship here was somebody that Eisenhower brought in from Minnesota. What was his name?
Judge Youngdahl.
Judge Youngdahl. And that just gives us uncharted hell with every lawyer here that's actively practicing in the bar. It just makes them mad as hell. And we have tried to make them local bar members over a period of years that are legitimate, because it's just like you would feel if I sent a man from Washington out to Minneapolis. They just don't like it. And I bet I've turned down 50 on that basis.
I pleaded with Ramsey Clark that that's not a very good theory.
Well, I have to use it anyway.
It's sort of it really is a national trial court.
Yeah.
It's about 50-50 local and 50-50 national. The reason I say that is the only case I ever tried was a case before Holtzoff, and I got thrown out on a Minnesota milk problem.
Well,
we've
followed it, and I sometimes think an 82-year-old man is better than 62 in some respects, but I don't point him over 62, and I'm just afraid we get in trouble. Now, I like Levenger, and everybody over there tells me that he's our friend and has been our supporter. And God knows there's been nobody that's been better than you have. I would like to help him. I can't help him, though, either on the district bench in the district or the circuit court. I would try to find some other court thing, and I wouldn't be bound by that rule. I don't think, though, that he's interested in anything of that type.
I think that's correct. Now, as I understand it, Mr. President, the circuit position is not restricted to that local.
Well, a circuit position has been promised 6 months, Walter, and it's out. Yeah, those places are not going to be available to him, and the quicker he finds that out, he just wasted his time.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought there was
That's a problem, though, that we have had. I've had it with some of the closest men to me in public life. I've had to put them on a tax court, or I've had to put them on a claims court, or I've had to put them on the Court of Customs and Patents Appeals. That is a court that a scholar can do well in, and a lot of people like it. We had a boy, Gene Worley, that Mr. Rayburn put on the court, and he's the chief judge. And he wouldn't trade it for any court in the country. Now, it's specialized. It's in patent appeals and customs appeals, but it's a life.
What is there?
But a lot of courts of that general, the customs court, they don't like that. That's in New York, but it is a lifetime job. Let me see what claims court is one. It's lifetime. And a good many of the lawyers like it. Judge Marvin Jones, a friend of mine, wouldn't trade it for any district court, but some of the others don't. Now, he's not going to be able. He's been here for a long time, and he's been wanting this, and I bet Hubert's talked to me 20 times about it. Orville Freeman has come and talked to me about it. We've reviewed all this. They're not going to recommend him. My guess is if he got it, the bar would knock him off. If the bar knocked him off, he wouldn't get by the personnel, and when he finally got over here, I'd come up against the rules. So I think what we ought to do for him is to find something that either in Minnesota or in that circuit or in the national scheme here that he would fit into. And I would like to do that. I don't know him. I've never talked to him that I know of, so I have no personal obligation. I just want to help him because folks like you and Hubert and Orville.
Well, you're very kind. Perhaps, Mr. President, I should talk to Mr. Levenger with this in mind and perhaps write you or something on what might be some alternatives.
What we have to do, and I would suggest we do it before August to July because they're not going to confirm them much after that, these Republicans are not. I would suggest that we try to watch what's coming up and see what's coming up. And I don't know, he'll either have to go back to his circuit, if that is the kind of a judgeship he wants, or he could take a customs court if there's one open, or he could take a claims court if there's one open. I just mentioned the customs and patents, and Ms. Johnson reminded me that we had indicated when we couldn't appoint a man the same type to a district court. So we told him we would appoint him to this, so we may have a little obligation on the custom. But if he'll find of any of these things, their taxes, their claims, their customs, their custom patent appeal, we will certainly try to be helpful. If he's particularly interested in any other commission, I guess he wouldn't be, but it's conceivable we could have something else of that type. Mm-hmm. If he's interested in any executive job otherwise. Orville, I believe, was his partner, wasn't he, in school with him?
Well, I once practiced law with him, that was about 15 years ago, but I just am so impressed by him as a man and as a lawyer. He's had a rich background in government law.
Orville talked to me about it a long time. I think he said he was his partner or his teacher or his friend
they
or
were
something.
Partners.
Partners, I think Orville Freeman's the best administrator in the government, and I think about the most capable man. I don't think he's sold for what he's worth at all around here, and I don't know how to do anything about it. I wish you'd help me.
That job is
it's the meanest. It is. It's the meanest job in America, and you can't ever satisfy him. But he and his wife just superb, as you are, and I'm awfully proud of you that you just had enough stability not to run off here and cause Hubert embarrassment and problems.
President,
I'm so honored by it, and then time comes when your chips are down, well, you can just count everything we've got in there from the beginning, and any friends we've got, we'll knock over the head.
Well, you're very kind, Mr. President.
Well, we've watched you.
I consider it an honor to support the President and the Vice President of the United States. I think they're both remarkable people, and we're working right now to make certain that Minnesota is in your camp. I think it will be.
Well, you just bear in mind this. You've got about as good a deposit in this bank as anybody's ever put in it here, and I'm just touched the way you've been loyal to Hubert. And that vice presidency is a difficult assignment for anyone, and he has been so good and so hardworking, so faithful, and he's had so many bad breaks. And thank God you haven't been one of them.
Well, I've tried to help both.
Well, he's touched by it, and Ms. Johnson and I are. Now, we'll work on this, and we'll look for something, and you talk to him and watch for it, and any way we can, we'll try to break over and help him on your account.
Well, you're very kind, Mr. President, to call, and I've already taken more of your time than I deserve.
Well, you deserve any of it. You just come down. You never take enough of it. Matter of fact, that's one of your weaknesses. I put on the hat about once a month to come down here and say, let's talk over some things, how you can help me, and if you do this, I'll help the administration a lot. We need some of that, so you do it.
You're very kind, Mr.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you for calling.